This is your two-minute drill presented by University Hospitals. Entering the second half of the season, the Browns need a big jolt of production from their wide receivers. It hasn't been since week three since a wide receiver has caught a touchdown pass, and that's the only touchdown pass the position has had all season. Looking ahead in the coming weeks, the Browns could get just that, as Corey Coleman could return as soon as week 11 against Jacksonville, and Josh Gordon could return in early December. Coleman, the former first-round pick, has been out since week two when he broke his hand for the second time in the last 2 years. It was an unfortunate moment for the second-year player as he was coming off a big performance week one against the Steelers when he had 5 catches for 53 yards and a big touchdown near the goal line. Coleman and quarterback DeShone Kizer developed a lot of chemistry in the preseason and connected on a number of big passes in Cleveland's week three preseason matchup in Tampa. With Coleman back in the lineup, Kizer suddenly has a big playmaker that can stretch the field and potentially open up openings for even more of the team's wide receivers. Gordon, of course, has not seen the field since 2014 as he's dealt with a handful of league suspensions and is still with the team on a conditional basis. Over the next 4 weeks, if he can get fully reinstated, the Browns' offense would be getting a playmaker that would completely change the scope of their offense, as he led the NFL in receiving in 2013 in incredible fashion in a way that Browns fans truly fondly remember. Neither of those players, though, will be able to help the Browns Sunday against a Lions defense that loves to force turnovers. Players like Ricardo Lewis, Bryce Treggs, and Kenny Britt will need to provide the consistency that DeShone Kizer needs and give Browns playmakers that go beyond the running back and tight end positions. If the Browns are to pull an upset Sunday in Detroit, they'll need one of these players to really step up and potentially get in the end zone for the first time in a long time for the Browns wide receivers. Keep it locked on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for all the latest updates heading into Sunday's game in Detroit.